Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sarabjit Kaur. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with his Vietnamese counterpart Pham Minh Chinh in New Delhi today. Two countries to sign several agreements following the talks. Death toll in Wayanad landslide crosses 250 in Kerala. Rain-related incidents claim 6 lives in Uttarakhand. All schools in Delhi to remain closed today as heavy rain lashes the city. US Federal Reserve keeps interest rates unchanged at 5.25% to 5.5%, hints at a rate cut in September. Legendary Indian cricketer and former coach Anshuman Gaikwad passes away in Vadodara. And Swapnil Kusale to make bid for India's third medal at Paris Olympics in shooting competition today. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his Vietnamese counterpart Pham Minh Chinh in New Delhi today. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said that two sides are expected to sign several agreements following the talks between the two leaders.
The visit gives us an opportunity to review our bilateral relations, but also to assess the strategic trends in our region. The Prime Minister looks forward very much to his discussions in regard to both subjects. I assure you that we have prepared very, very well for this visit. There will be, I think, 10 agreements, 3 announcements, and we will be taking steps which will certainly set the course for the further development.
Prime Minister Chinh will also call on President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. Vietnam's PM arrived in India on a 3-day state visit on Tuesday. He was welcomed by Union Minister of State for External Affairs, Pabitra Margarita, at the airport. PM Chinh is visiting India at the invitation of Mr. Modi. He is being accompanied by a high-level delegation, including several ministers, deputy ministers and business leaders. Vietnamese PM will receive a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan today, after which he will visit Rajghat to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi. The 30th meeting of the Working Mechanism for Consultation and Coordination on India-China Border Affairs, WMCC, was held in New Delhi yesterday. In the meeting, Joint Secretary East Asia of Ministry of External Affairs, Gaurang Lal Das, led the Indian delegation, while the Chinese delegation was led by Director General of the Boundary and Oceanic Department of the Chinese Foreign Affairs Ministry, Hong Liang. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry said that the two sides reviewed the current situation along the line of actual control, LAC, with a view to finding an early resolution of the outstanding issues. The Embassy of India in Beirut, Lebanon, has issued an advisory for Indian nationals living in the country. Embassy, in its advisory, said, in view of the recent escalations in the region, Indian nationals are advised to avoid all non-essential travel to Lebanon. It further added, all Indian nationals in Lebanon are advised to exercise caution, restrict their movements, and remain in contact with the Embassy of India in Beirut. Indian nationals can contact to the embassy through email cons.beirut@mea.gov.in and on telephone numbers 9617-686-0128. In Kerala, the death toll in the massive landslide that wreaked havoc in Wayanad district has cost 250. The Indian Army said it evacuated 179 stranded people and recovered 4 bodies from the landslide hit areas of Wayanad yesterday. The search operations by relief columns at Attamala, Mundukai and Churamala resumed this morning. 1 dog squad each has been attached to the search teams. 5 JCBs have been shifted to the other side of a stream to clear the debris. More details from our correspondent.
The armed forces resumed the construction of a Bailey bridge across a river tributary at Churamala in Wayanad this morning. The bridge is crucial for transporting men and heavy machinery to the landslide-hit areas of Mundukai and Attamala. It is expected to be completed by this afternoon or even earlier. The rescue teams have begun search operations for survivors and the deceased with the help of dog squads. The entire affected area has been reduced into a tangled mass of uprooted trees, flattened buildings buried under thick layers of mud and boulders. Clearing the debris is expected to pick up momentum with the arrival of more men and machinery after the completion of the Bailey Bridge. The authorities have decided to step up search for more bodies in the tributaries and in the adjoining forest areas of Chaliar River in Malappuram district. The bodies recovered from Chaliar will be taken to Wayanad for identification by the relatives. With inputs from Arun Vincent in Wayanad, Rajmohan, Akashwani News, Kochi.
In Uttarakhand, heavy rains have caused landslides in hilly areas, waterlogging and rising water levels in major rivers of the state. Rain-related incidents claimed 6 lives in the state. In Bilangana block of Tehri district, 3 people have died due to the rain-induced landslides, while 2 children were killed in a roof collapse incident in Roorkee Tehsil, Haridwar district. On the other hand, as a precautionary measure, 200 pilgrims have been halted at safer locations due to partial damage of 25-meter stretch of the Kedarnath Yatra route at Bhimbali. The damage was caused by a landslide triggered by heavy rain last night. In light of the weather alert, registration processes for Char Dham Yatra at the centres in Haridwar and Rishikesh will be suspended today. Heavy rainfall lashed various parts of the national capital, Delhi, yesterday. The rainfall brought much-needed respite to the people from the hot and humid weather. However, the heavy downpour caused waterlogging in different areas, affecting traffic movement. The weather department has forecast light to moderate rain in Delhi during the next 5 days. Delhi government has announced that all private and government schools in the national capital will remain closed today in view of the heavy rains. Many airlines, including IndiGo, Air India, Vistara and SpiceJet, have also issued advisories about flights getting diverted and asking passengers to leave for airports early and keep checking the status of their flights. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back to the morning news. India will host its first multinational air exercise, Tarang Shakti 2024, in 2 phases from 6th of next month in Sular, Tamil Nadu. In this exercise, nearly 30 countries will participate, and out of 30, 10 countries will join the exercise with their fighter aircraft. The exercise will showcase India's defence prowess and provide a platform for participating militaries to foster interoperability. Addressing a curtain raiser press conference in New Delhi, Vice Chief of the Air Staff, Air Marshal AP Singh, informed that the first phase is to be held in Sular, Tamil Nadu from 6th to 14th August and the second phase in Jodhpur, Rajasthan from 29th to 14th September.
Exercise Tarang Shakti. This is the largest international air exercise ever conducted in India, with invitations extended to 51 countries, and we have confirmation from 10 countries for participation with their assets and 18 countries as observers, and one more country is likely to join in. This exercise aims to strengthen strategic relations with our friends from international community. Complex missions are planned to enhance our mutual understanding of air operations, air power application.
Union Minister of Coal and Mines and Telangana BJP President G. Kishan Reddy has launched a helpline for farmers to address the complaints relating to farm loan waiver in the state. Addressing a media conference at party office in Hyderabad last evening, he announced helpline number 888-600-097 under the aegis of BJP Kisan Morcha to stand by the farmers and ask the farmers to call the number for help. Mr. Reddy said the BJP will collect the details of the farmers who did not get loan waiver and learn the problems of the farmers at Rachbanda programs in villages. In Jharkhand, rail traffic has been restored on the third line of Tatanagar Chakradharpur rail section of South Eastern Railway. First, a goods train was passed through this line. After the goods train, Havra-Mumbai Gitanjali Superfast train was allowed to pass through this section. General Manager of Chakradharpur Division, Anil Kumar Mishra, said that efforts are underway on a war footing to restore traffic on up and down line. Rail traffic on this section was disrupted following derailment of 18 coaches of Havra-Mumbai Mail on Tuesday between Barambambu and Kharzawa railway stations under Chakradharpur Railway Division. The US Federal Reserve has left interest rates unchanged at 5.25% to 5.5%, hinting that a rate cut might come as soon as September. Federal Open Market Committee, the Fed's policy-setting body, ended its latest two-day policy meeting with a decision to hold its benchmark interest rate steady that was set a year ago. The committee, in a statement last night, said that it does not expect it will be appropriate to reduce the target range until it has gained greater confidence that inflation is moving sustainably towards 2%. It said that the committee will continue reducing its holdings of treasury securities and agency debt and agency mortgage-backed securities. Legendary Indian cricketer and former coach and selector Anshuman Gaikwad passed away at the age of 71 in Vadodara after losing his long battle with cancer. Gaikwad had travelled to London and returned a month back to continue the treatment in Vadodara. He represented India in 40 tests and 15 ODIs from 1975 to 1987. Gaikwad scored 1,985 runs in tests, with his highest score of 201 coming against Pakistan. He was appointed India coach in October 1997 and he continued till September 1999. In June 2018, Gaikwad was awarded C.K. Naidu Lifetime Achievement Award, the highest honour conferred by BCCI on a former player. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the demise of the legendary cricketer. In Paris Olympics, shooter Swapnil Kusale will make a bid for India's third medal in men's 50-meter rifle three-positions shooting competition today, while two-time world champion pugilist Nikhat Zareen will hope to inch closer to the medal in women's 50kg boxing. Kusale, who qualified for the final by finishing seventh in the men's 50-meters rifle three-positions qualifying event, will be aiming at 1 p.m. IST at the shooting range in Chateauhou, around 330 kilometers from Paris. More details on this from our correspondent. If you believe that we can make some magic happen, say
yeah. Yeah. We on that new. Indian athletes will be in action early morning in the French capital today. The men's 20-kilometer race walk features Paramjit Singh Bisht, Akshdeep Singh and Vikas Singh. Meanwhile, in the women's 20-kilometer walk, Priyanka will be India's lone challenger. In archery, Praveen Jadhav will clash with China's Wenchao Cao in the men's individual elimination round. In hockey, India faced Belgium in a Group B match. In badminton, strong medal contenders Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will battle it out against Malaysia's Achia and W. So, while an all-Indian men's single round of 16 between H.S. Pranoy and Lakshya Sen is also lined up in today's schedule. Stay tuned for our hourly updates and lots more on the Akashwani network. This is Savio de Noronha in the French capital of Paris.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Sarabjit. Most newspapers today lead with the destruction and disruption caused by heavy rains in Delhi. The Hindustan Times leads with heavy rains paralyze city again. The Pioneer writes, rain brings Delhi NCR to a halt. The Times of India headline reads, city knee-deep in woes after extremely intense showers. Aatishi and Delhi LG meet protesting students, announce plans to overhaul coaching institutes, is front page headline in The Hindu. The Asian Age, quoting the finance minister, writes, fine balance of growth, jobs and budget. The Statesman informs identity fraud, UPSC cancelled professional candidature of Pooja Khedkar, debars her from all future exams. And finally, against the backdrop of a series of train accidents and to ensure adequate rest hours, railways form panel to decide on working hours of loco pilots. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with his Vietnamese counterpart Pham Minh Chinh in New Delhi today. Two countries to sign several agreements following the talks. Death toll in Wayanad landslide crosses 250 in Kerala. Rain-related incidents claim 6 lives in Uttarakhand. All schools in Delhi to remain closed today as heavy rain lashes the city. US Federal Reserve keeps interest rates unchanged at 5.25% to 5.5%, hits at rate cut in September. And Swapnil Kusale to make bid for India's third medal at Paris Olympics in shooting competition today. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.